What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and let's go straight into this. So you know, it's been a while since I've uploaded my last podcast, and man, since then it's been one hell of a ride. You know, life has been so crazy to me. I've been going through multiple experiences that I guess I would never even expected to have been through, and I'm in a position right now where I'm super grateful, I'm super humble, and I'm keeping my head up. I'm really not trying to get satisfied with what I am doing, with the amount of money I'm making, with where I'm going, with certain goals that I have. And man, you know, life's just been a journey. And I was just listening to this podcast, Mike Tyson and Sugar Ray Leonard, and Mike Tyson is explaining to Sugar Ray Leonard about how he impacted him, and really to the point to where he's at in life right now is because of Sugar Ray Leonard. And just watching him against Kevin Durant, I believe it was, and he gets very emotional, he starts crying, and it's just very serious. It's very serious. And Mike Tyson is explaining that the person he was before is still, you know, obviously inside of him, and you know, he's afraid of that person. He's afraid of that person coming out, and at times he feels like a bitch. At times he feels like, because he's staying humble, he's not quote unquote strong. So that's why he says that. And I'm thinking, like, damn, like I not necessarily can relate to that specifically, but I understand where he's coming from. Because the certain problems I've been facing recently, certain just situations that I've been going through have been teaching me so much, and the past mistakes that I've made in the past have taught me so much. And at times right now in the present, I always get these thoughts like, you know, I'm afraid to make those same mistakes again. I'm afraid of being a person who I was before, and making sure that the choices that I make in the present are the correct ones, or I'm just conscious of the decisions that I'm making in everyday life and staying in the present. So that, with Mike Tyson and that clip, you know, it really got me in my feels, and I'm like, you know, I think I should do a podcast. It's been a while. To be honest, with making these podcasts, like, it's honestly been okay. I've been feeling okay with not putting out content because of how my life was kind of at, and I was okay with stopping it and just focusing on my life and my mental health. So before, when I was making podcasts and I didn't want to stop, when I would stop, I'd get this feeling like, fuck, like, I need to do something, like, you know, I need to get back on it. And it would just bother me so much. It would stress me out so fucking much that obviously I wanted to put out content, because I knew I should. And it was important for the growth of the podcast, and it was going to be better for the long term. But, you know, I really had to take a break, and I just really had to focus on myself and my situation that I was in. And if I didn't, then I probably wouldn't be making this podcast, realistically speaking. So I'm super grateful that I am in the position where I'm at. And I no longer have to stress about putting out content, just creating something for my long term. Because I've always studied as a kid, when I was 16. Probably started for sure with just how life is and business. Like, that's something I've never discussed. You know, when I was 16 years old, I ended up working with my stepdad at a auto dismantling place, where it's kind of, I guess it's a junkyard in a sense, but you know, they dismantle car parts, or he dismantled car parts, and those parts are just sold separately. People can come by. It's kind of like pick a part if you've ever been to one of those. But, you know, that was my first job for sure. And I remember it was, I want to say 2017, 2017, or I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember, because sometimes I have a very bad memory when it comes to remembering shit like this. I do know that I was a junior going into senior year, and it was that summer. So I graduated 2018. It was 2017, yeah, correct. So it was 2017 of summer, and I wanted to get a job because I wanted to be able to, you know, start making money as well as being able to be ready for the payments as a senior, because as a senior you have to pay for certain events, etc., which I really wanted to do, and I wanted to make sure that I was able to do that. And you know, my stepdad ended up letting me work with him at an auto dismantling place, and all I was doing was really moving all the parts that he was taking apart into their proper location, which was super fucking hard. It was super tiring. It was in the hot at times. I think at times it would rain. Oh no, I think that was another time, but that I worked with him later on during that year. But it was super hot during that month. I worked with him for about a month and a week, 5 weeks. So yeah, it was super hard, it was super tough. But in that time I was watching Eric Thomas, and if you don't know who Eric Thomas is, he's a motivational speaker, he's probably the number one at the moment. And I was really watching him, and I guess I just really wanted to understand why people would watch motivational speaking. And I guess I never really understood this at the time, but as you reflect on your life, you can kind of understand things at a better perspective. So really, I was watching videos like every day about Eric Thomas and the way he motivates, and it would motivate me. It would give me so much of a boost in my brain. I'm ready, like, let's go every day. And I remember being out there working, and I was super fucking tired. Super tired in the heat, but like, being a kid and it being my first job, I was like, all right, fuck it, you know, let's do it. And I remember at times I would carry some heavy shit, carry doors, carry hoods, and it's, depending on the car, the weight of the door or the hoods, those shits are super, super expensive. I'm sorry, expensive. Super, super heavy. And man, it was just super tiring. I've had so many jobs from then to where I am now, to my age, just being 20 years old. I have so many jobs, and still, till this day, that is the hardest job. And I only worked there for a month and a half, as well as later on during that year. I think 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I'm not sure. It's still the hardest job that I ever had, at least when it comes to physical work. And I was just watching Eric Thomas, and that's when it really started with motivational speaking and really putting that into my mind. And no one really ever did, my mom or my dad, because they've always worked. And I don't blame them at all, because I understand what they're trying to do, provide for us five kids. And yes, yeah, so that's definitely when it started. And I remember going into high school, and then I'm a senior, and I just have a different mindset, but I'm still a kid, and I still kind of end up going the way, I guess, I kind of end up doing actions that I know I shouldn't do now because of what I watched and what I've kind of learned, I guess. But being a kid and going into my senior year, you know, I wanted to enjoy, and I don't want to say losing that, because it was still in the back of my mind, all that motivation and all that preaching, all of that advice that I was getting from Eric Thomas throughout that whole month. It was still in my brain. And going to senior year, you know, I had my friends, and I just wanted to enjoy it. So that's honestly what I really did. And I was, my senior year was probably one of my most enjoyable year. I had so much fun with friends, and it was super awesome to become a senior, being able to pay for all my things. I think I made about $1,500. And, you know, I was super grateful. I remember getting that money and putting it aside. I remember putting that money, and I was watching Dave Ramsey, and he taught me about the envelope system. But I actually already knew about Dave Ramsey from junior year, because I took Intro to Business and Money Management, And from him, I ended up learning the envelope system. And so that's what I did. I put away, I separated all my money. I was super smart, like, now that I think about it, because I separated all my money into what I was gonna do. I put money for groceries, put money for school events, I put money for emergency. I forgot what other categories I had. But yeah, I was very smart with it, and I had that little system running for me. And even going towards what I'm about my second semester into my senior year, I ended up getting a job at McDonald's. And at that, once I ended up getting the job and started making money, even from then, I would be budgeting out all my money. And I'd be going, you know, where is this going? Where is this going? So I'd put money towards necessities, put money towards, I don't remember what I was paying at that time. You know, food, I was putting money towards a new board or something like that. But I was always budgeting my money ever since probably that end of the year. And I was just very smart with it. I think I kind of ended up doing it. You know, I probably shouldn't have, but to be honest, the reason why I stopped is because eventually over time I ended up just not, I was every day, like, every time I get a check, I would budget it out every time. But the problem was, is I wouldn't follow it. At least that was the case after a while, as I wasn't following what I was supposed to be budgeting out. Like, let's say I have $30 for gas, and, you know, other money for groceries, other money for going out with friends. Like, that's how I would, like, budget it, very specific, going out with friends. Like, sometimes I spend more going out with friends, and then I need more for gas, and then I have less for groceries. And sometimes I still spend over more than groceries. So, like, even though I budgeted out the money, my spending habits weren't aligned with how everything was written down. So that's probably the main reason why I ended up stopped doing it. But I do plan on, I do want to start continuing that again, because it was super, super important. It was super beneficial knowing how my money was working. And I actually remember now my last month that I ended up doing it, I actually wanted to see what it felt like to not budget, because every time I was making money, I already programmed it into my brain to budget it out. So when I ended up in that last month of, like, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna see how it feels to not budget it out. And I 100% felt it. I 100% felt the feeling of, I don't even know where my money's going. I'm just spending it. And now what I'm having to rely on is memory on what's going towards what did I spend on what, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Because when I would write it down, I'd even have to subtract what I spent to make sure that what I've written down adds up to my bank account. And if it doesn't, that there's obviously something wrong. So that's how I was doing it. And yeah, I probably shouldn't have stopped that, but really from there, I probably didn't end up doing it again because I got lazy. I ended up getting lazy, and that was definitely my fault. But I'm not gonna dwell too much on that, because it's not too serious anymore, at least, and especially in the position that I'm at. I have to keep on, you know, just looking at that as a learning lesson and seeing if I can use that to my benefit in the present at the moment. And at the moment, I'm honestly working two jobs, so I think it'll be super important for me to be able to budget it out, knowing where my money's going, knowing how everything is rolling. And shit, yo, working two jobs, it's crazy. It's for real, and it's the deal. You know, I can definitely understand. When I was working at Marcello's, a pizza place I was working at, there's this guy there who was working two jobs for his kids, and I'm just like, damn, man, like, I can't even imagine that, you know, no freedom. And I remember I would reflect even then with my mom working two jobs, having to take care of five kids, and she's just tired, having to take care of us, feed us. Like, it's so much work, and it's, as a kid, it's something that you never really think about until it's brought up to you. And the way we grew up, me and my family, at least me and my brothers, we never really had anyone to put that in our brain. So that information we were having to find out ourselves. And gratefully we did, and we're able to look back at that and be like, damn, we're super grateful. Damn, our parents did that. Damn, they were just trying to work for us, sacrificing their time. And it's just amazing and it's incredible. So when working two jobs, really, you get those moments when you're working and just like, oh my gosh, like you want to stop and you want to quit literally right then and there, and you're tired. And that's when I recently started listening to Eric Thomas again, because I had to stop. I really had to stop listening to him. It's crazy how the world works and these just little signs that you get. Because I remember watching one of his clips he posted about two or a year ago. I don't remember, it might have been 2 years ago. And in this clip, he was saying, some of you need to stop watching the videos now because you're fiending. Some of you need to stop watching the videos now because you're fiending. And that shit hit me. I remember, like, damn. Like, that was just me. I was just being lazy and I wasn't doing what I should have been doing at the time. But obviously, I don't want to dwell on it, but that's really what the situation was. And I stopped it, and I remember just turning off my phone, and I was like, you know what, like, he's right in my head, he's right. And I didn't watch a video for about, till this year, earlier on in this year, when I watched them again. And it was just crazy on that sign, just getting that sign that he understands how people mentalities work. And I was really just watching those videos, you know, I was lazy and I was just trying to get that dopamine rush. I was just trying to get that motivational juice, you know, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just something that was really trying to happen with me. And it wasn't enough. I needed to go get action. I needed to go into the real world and start making decisions, regardless if I suffer through them. And recently, I've been I have been watching him a bit, because I've been really into life. I've been really into the decisions I've been making. I've been more focused than I ever have been, and I'm really seeing everything for what it is. And I can see now when I watch his videos. And before, I never understood a lot of the things he would talk about, and I just didn't understand it. And I remember always having that feeling, like, just that feeling of in my head that I knew I didn't understand it, but I knew it was an important message. So that's what really kept on bringing me onto his videos as a kid. And now, and as I'm older, I've been through experiences that opened up all of that. And now when I rewatch, or now that I watch him, I can really see and understand because of experience. I have the experience. I can really understand the situations he is talking about. And that it's just super, super, super amazing to me. And it's crazy that I did end up getting all that knowledge at a young age and teaching myself that, because even though I didn't understand what information I was getting, it opened up my door to, it opened up my brain at a younger age than most people, because most people don't ever go through life, or most people won't ever, how do I say, most people won't ever, I guess you can say, learn from mistakes or understand that the pressure we go through in life is what helps you become stronger eventually. Knowing that suffering, when we suffer, it's not for a long time. It's just for the moment, and that suffering is going to help us. Or knowing that every decision that we make, and if we suffered from it, it was the right choice. Like that, just information like that, I never understood as a kid. And now that I've really went through that, I've really went through experiences that I really can understand. Hold on, give me 1 second. My cat's literally biting my wire. All right, but yeah, like, I can really understand all of that. And I'm super grateful and I'm super humble that I can. Many people just don't go through that. And or they go through very suffering situations, but they just don't learn from it. Man, this life, it just makes you think. It just makes you makes you appreciate, makes you grateful. And I hope that you, the listener, can always look up in life. And I know that we may go through situations that others may not have been through. And we have, sometimes you have to do it alone. Sometimes you have to cry by yourself. Sometimes it just feels like you can't no more, and you won't ever see the light, or you won't ever see the other side of what you're going through. And you really can. And that's really when your why comes in life. Even knowing your why, like I remember Nero Thomas would explain your why. Like, I always tried to put that in my brain, or try to motivate myself with my why and do it for my family. And sometimes I just start forgetting and just didn't really care. But now it's different. Now I'm in a different position, and all I think about is my why, and it's my family. It's making sure that I have enough money in case anything happens. I have enough money in case we have to pay for a medical bill. You know, I want to make sure that I am the best version of me, because being the best version of me is the best thing I can do for my family. And I really understand that now from the mistakes that I've made in the past. And I'm really open-minded to that. And I have to be. I really have to be for them. And going through my own decisions in life, going through scary moments in life, and just learning, and appreciating. And I'm grateful that I'm able to be able to talk about this. I'm grateful that I'm able to be here alive, because death is literally on the other side. And when I lost my buddy, it really made me think about that. You know, I ever since I lost him, I always, at least once a day, you know, think about death and how it's on the other side. And once I think about death, I think about how grateful I am to be alive, literally, because I can live my life in any moment. You know, this is not a video game. This is real life. And, you know, there ain't no revives. This is real shit. You can lose your life and you're done. And I don't know what's on the other side. And I don't know. I really don't. But I know that I am alive and I am here. And I'm able to make decisions consciously now. Not unconsciously, but consciously. So I'm grateful that I'm able to be here and that I got family. And I always try to remind myself every single day that I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful that I didn't wake up to anything in regards to them. And if I do wake up to anything like that, that to stay strong and to stay focused. And life really just throws bombs at you. Life will knock you down, and it's those moments when you're just going through life, you're working, and you're seeing success, or you're seeing growth, and you get these hits, you get these knockdowns where something has happened in your family, something happened with your car, whatever the case might be. Like, these are real situations, real situations, and I didn't realize how much they really do affect you. I never really understood that as a kid. As being a kid, I really grew up isolated, at least for a majority, like I'd say about five years of my life. Very isolated, just me living with my brothers and shit. You know, besides going to school, I'd come back and I'd just, you know, stay at home and play video games, or I'd just be with them watching TV. And, you know, I've really been able to see the ramifications of the certain situations you go through in life as a kid. You experience them as you're 1 year older, because you become smarter and you become more aware, and you realize you can't do certain things like other people because of really your past and what you've been through. And it's super true. And you kind of try as a kid to not necessarily think of those situations. You really don't really want to, is probably the reason, or you just don't really, as a kid, you don't really understand the situations you are going through. So when you get older and you get smarter and you go through different experiences, you're like, oh, and you start thinking about your life or your past life, and you see how that adds up to where you are now, and seeing how that affects your decision. You know, like a big thing with me, like I was just saying right now, growing up just with my brother, I moved a lot growing up. I moved a lot, and I didn't realize how much that really affected me till, I guess till I realized that once we started settling down and moved in with my dad, and we were just staying kind of isolated, not necessarily going out with friends, because we just go to school as kids and then come back home, play video games, and, you know, stay inside. Even during the whole summers, like for like 4 summers straight, we would just stay inside, watch TV or, you know, do something outside with each other. But it was always, it was just always with each other, or we'd go visit my mom for the weekend, and, you know, we'd just be in there. And that was just doing that consistently all the time. It made us very shy, especially with me. It made me very shy with talking to people, or just I would be very awkward because sometimes I wouldn't know how to respond to different. But when people talk to me, there's certain words that I just wouldn't know how to respond to. And I don't mean negative specifically, but I just sometimes wouldn't know how to respond to people with whatever they would say. And, you know, I'd be an awkward kind of kid. And I'm able to reflect on that now because I'm still shy, but I'm more confident with talking to people. I am more confident with having conversations. Like, it doesn't bother me. But I really had a period where I did go through that, and I didn't realize it. And even with friends, even when high school, when we would, you know, talk to each other, it's not like we didn't have any conversations. Of course we had conversations, but we were just kids, so we'd say a lot of dumb shit and stupid shit. So when you kind of get older, you have to learn what not to say, because certain stuff that you say can get you in trouble and cause this certain problems, etc., etc. And since I'm smarter now and I'm able to talk properly with others, I'm able to have communication. Like, now I'm able to reflect on the past and see how I was before. So it's super important that you understand that and you reflect on your life. And maybe if you don't understand the situation right now, is what I try to remind myself when I can. If I don't understand the situation right now, then maybe I'm not supposed to. I'm just keep going with life, and eventually you will. Eventually you'll understand why this is this and why that happened the way it did. And just keep moving with life and keep staying grateful. Keep staying humble. And yeah, I don't know where specifically I plan to go with the podcast, with the Alpha Podcast. I don't know where I'm really aiming towards, but I just really wanted to make a podcast to get my mind out there, give you, the listeners, some content. And hopefully this really benefited you. Hopefully this really helped you, because I know everything that I've been through, all the pressure, all the fails, all the downs, the lowest part of my life, and just hitting rock bottom and being there, like, it really molded me. And when I say I hit rock bottom, you know, I did. I really hit that point in my life where it was just horrible. And you start, when you hit rock bottom, you start thinking of your whole family, and you start thinking of situations like, you know, if I was doing this, then I wouldn't have to worry about this. If I was doing this, I could have helped this person, or, you know, I'm not sure. But you just start getting those situations, and they make you really humble. And it stings being at that point in life, and it's hard to be able to bounce back. But thankfully, with family, I had the support system, and I had the support to be able to get back up and stand again mentally, because I got to that point in life. You know, I got to that point in life, and it's so real. But once you get there, you don't want to go back. You know, you don't want to go back to that point in life anymore. But, you know, all that suffering, all those mistakes that you make, you know, even though it doesn't feel like the right choice, in the long term, you will see your results and you will look back and you will understand that even through the suffering, it was the right choice. And it makes you very humble. It makes you very humble. And I know many people don't have family. People are alone in the world and hit rock bottom and they ain't got shit. They ain't got nothing. And, you know, they end up going to situations where they're homeless or they ain't got shit, because it happens and it's so real and it could happen to any one of us. And as a kid, I never thought that was a possibility for me. You know, even when I see homeless on the street, I used to think as a kid, how do they get to that point in life? And I remember my family telling me that, or at least my mom would tell me, you know, drug, when she see them, you know, drogas, you know, don't do it, you know, don't do drugs. And yeah, I remember just being a kid and always seeing them and just having that question in my head, like, is that really the reason? Is that how they end up getting there? Like, are they just lazy? Are they just... I was just questioning it so much. And, you know, as I grew older and been through my experiences, you know, me almost, you know, I can understand that perspective because it's so real and it can happen to me. It can happen to you. And we're just human and we make mistakes and we don't know how we're going to deal with certain situations, certain problems. We don't know how we're going to deal with pressure. We just don't know until you're put under it. It's okay if you don't deal with it well. It's okay, because I didn't. But when you, over time, it makes you stronger and you start to move. You'll start to get to where you need to go. And you start seeing certain doors open up. And it just makes you very, very grateful. And it makes you strong. And you're able to see and be like, oh, okay, now I understand. Now I can see why they got to the point where they're at. And I don't ever want to judge anybody, even homeless. I don't even like to judge them. And even the crazy motherfuckers, those crazy ones that are, you know, just disrespectful, or you're just crazy as fuck. And I know we've all had our experiences. And if you haven't, then to be honest, you probably will go through one. Because the homeless people are very unpredictable, in my opinion. And I don't really judge anyone, because I've met a lot. I've met so many homeless that have showed me respect. So many homeless that have just talked to me. And it's surreal. It really is. You're like, wow, like, some of these people are some of the kindest people I've ever met. And it's facts. Like, those people are the kindest, like, I wouldn't say all of them, but a majority of them that I've met are some of the kindest people, just wanting to have a conversation with me. And just asking me certain questions. And that really opened my mind up on to not judge them at all. To not judge them. As a kid, I would look to them and think, why, wonder why, is drugs really, blah, blah, blah. But now I just think, because we all have different situations, I don't know what their situation is, but one might be shittier than the other, 10 times fucking worse. I don't even want to think about it, like what they're really going through, because it's so real. And to just not judge them, regardless if they're homeless or not, like, just to not judge them. And that's just in general with everyone. So, you know, don't judge people, because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they've been through. Oh man, it's just crazy. And I'm super grateful to be in this position. I'm super grateful that I'm able to keep breathing, keep living. And I am grateful for health, I'm grateful for family, and grateful for another opportunity to be alive, to go and chase opportunities. So I am going to end this podcast off right here, but thank you so much for clicking this podcast. I really appreciate you for listening, and yep, stay safe out there. I know we got through the pandemic and we're kind of, everything's kind of opening up slowly. So yeah, we're alive and we made it through 2020. What a crazy year, right? What a crazy fucking year, yo. So thank you so much for clicking this podcast. Until next time.